Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Let's go ahead and get started, okay? Yes. Amen. 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 Okay. So let's back up, okay? Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Today is March 26, 2021. This is the season two finale of Morning Tea and Allegations. If you don't know who I am, my name is Bianca Goolsbee. I am a former educator in Hillsborough County Public Schools that turned into a whistleblower due to the negligence and what I identified as an educator. I have been following this district. I have been following the money. I've been requesting receipts. I've been asking questions, been holding people accountable. And here we are, $100 million deficit later, when there were warnings given a long time ago. This is completely negligent. We're going to outline all of it today. I'm giving all the receipts today because I am tired. And we're going to start with the church announcements this morning. And I just want to let you know that due to a lot of stuff happening, I will be unable to read your comments right now because I need to be intentional with reading my notes, showing you the receipts, and showing you content. Now, before we get started, I just want to say thank you to the surveillance cameras in Hillsborough County Public Schools that risk their life every single day to provide me receipts. I could not do this work without you, and I'm appreciative of you. I just thank you for the work that you do. Now, there's been a lot of conversations taking place about my role and what I do and how I advocate and et cetera. And there was a time before 2021 where I actually was very professional with my programming, where I did not turn it into a reality love and hip hop sitcom. I actually looked at data, presented receipts, and I'm going to show you the introduction and how we got here. And then the ending is just showing you all the receipts. There was a teacher that just was arrested this morning at Leonard High School. And this is also the same school that another educator is being investigated for similar inappropriate contact with minors. So parents, I'm telling you, please check the cell phone. It's really, really important. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and play my disclaimer because it's really important in this episode. Again, I'm not here to lie to you. I'm not here to gossip. I get receipts. I ask questions and people lie, receipts don't. So as much as people like to shift narratives and make things seem something that it is not, again, there's three principles that I operate out of, and that is accountability, transparency, and integrity. Now, I want to be very transparent with you and tell you that this wasn't how I was all the time. There was a moment in my life where I would not be here to share this with you. I would not be here to advocate for our young kings and queens, and God saved me. And so because of that, I'm just here to do God's work. And if you don't see it that way, then it's not my fight for me to explain it to you. But again, people lie, receipts don't. So let's go ahead and play the disclaimers. Thank you, church members, as we have additional announcements and disclaimers that require your full attention. I report the news, so don't try me with the copyright. In addition, the views and opinions on Morning Tea and Allegations belong to me. If you have any questions, bring your receipts so that we can talk. If you get froggy with me, don't expect me to go high and be the bigger person. I will clap back and sage later. God is still working on me. Thank you for your attention and govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So before the wig and the teacup and my sound effects and really turning Hillsborough County's situation into a reality TV sitcom, because it literally has been a bunch of games, lies, corruption, foolishness, and there's some people that still have a job in the seventh largest school district in the nation who are directly responsible for what is happening. Meanwhile, there are educators that are going to be cut, and I'm going to expose how this all came about, because if y'all recall, I exposed the cuts the first time. But let's go ahead and show you what started all of this before Morning Tea allegations, because it's really important, because people like to come with shifted narratives.
I've cried, y'all, and this data is not looking good for the achievement schools in Hillsborough County Public Schools, and I don't want to make this video longer than what it needs to be, but if we don't do something now, the way that this data is looking, it is dismantling our communities. So what schools are achievement schools? So that way everyone has a clear picture of what's going on. Hillsborough County Public Schools created a program and they called it achievement schools. And the intention behind this, well, the supposed intention behind this was to level the playing field and have equity amongst the schools and provide the best teachers and the best leadership to these schools to turn it around and bridge the gap. In theory, it sounds great. But when you have programs like this that's not done with fidelity, when you are not strategic with your leadership, when you are changing positions here and there, left and right, and we are not consistent with your policies, there's a lot of things that happen. And just from personal experience, things can get out of control fast. There are 50 schools that are achievement schools, and allegedly they were selected by performance data. So this is the list of the achievement schools. You can find this on the website. And this document has been changed so many times. And the reason why I bring that up is because leadership has been changed in the achievement schools for so long and so frequent that it actually should be investigated. Why are there so many leaders that are at achievement schools moving, which shift the culture of the school, which takes years to rebuild? Also, I want you to note that the tiers that are listed there for each individual school. Tier 3 are the schools that need the most support in comparison to tier 1. And just looking at this data, this document, you can see that there's a lot of elementary schools that are tier 3, which means that these elementary schools need the most support. There's something happening in some of these communities where tier 3 intensive support is needed for an elementary school. There are a few middle schools, and there are a few high schools, and there are a few K-8 schools. But primarily, when you look at this document, all you see is ES, and that stands for elementary schools. So I just want to say congratulations to the following achievement schools. I went through every single piece of data for all the achievement schools, and I have listed here the schools that were a C and stayed a C or raised up a letter grade from wherever they were at. Now, let's talk about the schools that we need to support. Folsom Elementary. This school is a D and has been a D for the past 4 years. Now, the data on this looks pretty interesting. So 76.7% minority students, okay? And then 90% of those are economically disadvantaged with 15% of their student population having disabilities. 33% of their third graders passed the ELA test on their campus. And then 46% of their third grade students taking the math test passed it. And so just to put it in comparison to the state average is 58% for ELA. Foster Elementary. So this school is now an F, and it was a D before and has been a D prior. It has 92.5 minority students. 95 of the student population is economically disadvantaged. There's 24% of the student population that have disabilities. I need you guys to pay close attention to these numbers. 13% of the entire third grade on this campus passed the FSA. That is required for them to be promoted to the fourth grade. So let me say that again. 13% of the students on this campus, third graders, that took the ELA FSA test passed it. Majority of this campus.
Okay. The video in its entirety is 18 minutes. This was posted a while ago. This was a breakdown of the achievement schools and literally went through the data. I went through and I have a whole folder of data. And I went through and created presentations on what is happening. You have an entire campus where only 13% of those babies passed the standardized assessment. So I put the link in the comments, so you're able to watch that on your own time when I'm on vacation, because I have literally been putting hours of work researching the data and putting it in ways that people can understand it. Because the school system, how they like to operate, is that they use the alphabet soup and the jargon to intimidate folks on asking questions and to figuring out what's going on. And this is how you are to hold the school accountable. So I understand that there's a lot of systemic factors, but this data is scary. And the reason why it's scary is because we lead the state. We lead the state in our school to prison pipeline. We have more schools that are underperforming than any other county in the state of Florida, which is contributing to this deficit because there is laws in place. And there's laws in place to hold accountability standards to public schools. And unfortunately, there's laws that have been passed to allow and incentivize charter schools to come in to provide another choice because the public school hasn't been doing what they were supposed to do. So I understand that there's a lot of controversy about charter school networks and they're coming to dismantle public education, but you have to understand that they would not be here but for the district not doing what they were supposed to do. You have leaders that have been with the seventh largest school district for years, have moved up in certain roles, not qualified for, and now we're here. There's a lot of data, folks. There's a lot of receipts, folks. And so I just want to present to you that, yes, I'm a professional. Yes, I studied the school to prison pipeline. Yes, I had an undergraduate study mentoring fourth and fifth grade girls to ensure that they were not entered into the juvenile system in elementary school, because it happens. And so I just need people to understand that I don't live in Hillsborough County, but this is your money. If you live in Hillsborough County, you have a duty to speak up about what's happening. The school board members, these people decided to put their name on the ballot. They decided that they wanted to advocate for you. And with school board, there are duties and responsibilities. I have talked about it several times, and we will touch on that today. And one of the duties and responsibilities, especially for these school board members, is balancing a $3.3 billion budget. Hillsborough County Public Schools has been dealing with the financial crisis for years. And they've been robbing Peter to pay Paul. They've been playing the shell game. And due to COVID, they could not do it anymore. And this is why they're exposed. COVID did not do it. COVID exposed it. So I want to play a clip of what I said to the board back in August, before all of this shenanigans started, right before school started, because I told them what was going to happen. And again, there was warnings given prior to that. So watch this.
Our next speaker is Bianca Goolsby, followed by Damaris Allen, and then Stephanie Baxter Jenkins. Good morning. You have 2 minutes.
Good morning. So the corruption of this district is on full display right now. And maybe because we've been negligent on doing what's best for children, maybe because some of you guys are not reading the consent agenda. We need to talk about the financial health of this district and why this district would be bankrupt if we move strictly to e-learning. We need to talk about the political pressure that's coming from the top. But let's be very clear, an elected superintendent is not the same as an appointed one. School starts on Monday, and we have over 360 COVID-19 cases since March. On Wednesday, the entire administrative staff and staff members at Spoto had to quarantine. At Burns, several staff members are in quarantine, and don't get me started on Jefferson. What angers me the most is that you're not even being truthful. You're not even being accountable for what's happening. Where is my receipts I requested on August 13th? I want to know how much of these defective wipes you purchased. Let's discuss this defective PPE. The SDS of the foaming hand sanitizer has reproductive risk, and it turns the four black black due to the chemical reaction of the wax. We need people that's accountable, transparent, and operates in integrity. This school year is going to cause so much destruction to the institution, and instead of creating solutions to save it, your identity politics doesn't have your full focus on the children. We can't afford more damage. We need a financial audit, and for you all to be honest to your stakeholders. This is a multi-billion dollar organization that has been ran to the ground due to negligence and institutionalized neglect. Our community deserves better. For the folks watching this circus at home, make sure you are intentional with who you place over your children's future. Do the right thing and stop this political game. After this, we're making some calls for resignations. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I truly hope that after this broadcast, after the season two finale, that the residents in Hillsborough County demand more from your school board members, demand more for the district leadership that have been in position for years and are directly responsible for the negligence and why we're here. This is completely unacceptable, and this is something that you need to do something about. This is not something that I can do. This is something that you need to do, because this is your money. This is your county. I don't even live in Pinellas, and it's just so interesting. I'm sorry. I don't even live in Hillsborough. I live in Pinellas. And so there's been so many people that have came at me based on my zip code where I live, but not really listen to what I have to say and what I'm presenting to you. Again, I'm just here to provide you receipts. Okay. So as you know, it's that time that we've all been waiting for, and I am about to get out of this blazer and I'm about to transform. So please, 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 please make sure that y'all add people in this conversation, because again, I'm going to go all in on this one. And yeah, it's time for the season two finale of Morning Tea and Allegations. And so here's the last time that I'll play this type of intro for season two. This is why we need an audit, because these books are not clean. People need to be held accountable and stop playing these political games, because our children deserve better at the end of the day. And we need people to be accountable, transparent, and operate in integrity. Lift y'all hands up in the church. Thank you, Lord. Because the truth out today. And now the district's exposed. Okay, so y'all not gonna believe this right here. Y'all ain't gonna believe it. Y'all ain't gonna believe it. Okay, so when I was changing my outfit, I accidentally unplugged my computer. And so I have my laptop, by the grace of God. So I'm glad that y'all still here. Whoo, child, this is too much. My computer is loading up right now. While it's loading up, let me go ahead and at least share some of the receipts with you. You can't see me, but hopefully you can hear me good. But let me know in the comments if you can hear me. But I'm going to show you the receipts. And then as soon as my computer boots up, I'm able to do more stuff with it. But I don't want to waste anyone's time. I want to be good stewards, because I know some of y'all, you know, at Rozac right now with an earpiece in, I be getting pictures of y'all at Rozac, you know, just watching my content while y'all supposed to be working in the district office. But anywho, I appreciate y'all so much for watching and tuning in. It's really appreciative. All right. So share. All right. Y'all can hear me good. All right, so let me share my screen. And this is something that you will have access to for 7 days. You have 7 days. I'm giving you 7 days to download everything that you need out of this Google Drive, okay? And when you get everything that you need, I'm locking it up. And it's going to be on Patreon after 7 days. So let's go ahead and go through the filing cabinet of receipts. Because for years, I have been downloading, talking about the stuff that's happening in our district, holding folks accountable for what's happening. And I'm just letting y'all know, people lie, receipts don't. So in this Google Drive that you'll have access to, it's in folders. Each person has a folder, and in that folder, there are receipts. And in these receipts, I will be very transparent because I design a lot of the stuff in Canva. The way that it is saved is not appropriate. I will definitely go in and change the titles of some of these so that you can have context of what that receipt is about. And yeah, I will be adding more information into this Google Drive after the 7 days, and that will only be exclusive to my Patreons. Also, right now you can become a Patreon for a dollar a month. That's changing. Okay, the price is going up because I just need y'all to understand that this is a lot of work. This is a lot of effort, a lot of intentionality, and enough is enough. Okay, so let's go ahead and click on Addison Davis, and I'm signing into my computer right now, so it should be loading up momentarily. Okay, so in this folder, you have affiliate parties, and the reason why I have that there is because Addison Davis was introduced to me by Reverend Glenn Dames, who has become a key factor in a lot of the controversies and situations that, you know, have been taking place in the district, unfortunately, where his hand has been in it because his support of Superintendent Davis. So in there, I have information regarding Glenn Dames, some of our correspondence with each other. I also have a video in there where he actually throws a shot at Jessica Vaughn. I also put a screenshot of Jessica Vaughn's response, and also the demand that he apologizes. I really hope that the church members hold him accountable for what he did, because at the end of the day, the questions were not about if his wife was qualified or not. It was about if his wife actually followed the procedure, which the receipts are in this receipt book, and it will tell you that it was very shady. So, okay. In here, I will just kind of flash through here and kind of go through some of this stuff. But yeah, Addison Davis is just, you know, all around here, screenshots from whistleblowers, stuff that he's done in Clay County, pictures and everything. All right. So my computer loaded. So hold on 1 second. Let me keep it on now. Because y'all need to see me with my wig on. This too much. All right. I'm getting information. I want to make sure that the audio is connected to this microphone here. Uh-huh. And then we'll make sure that this goes to my AirPods. Uh-huh. And then here we go. So let's go to... Mm-hmm. All right. We are back. Oh my gosh. Bruh. That was too much. My whole computer my whole computer shut down. I was changing my clothes so I could have, you know, the legendary robe, my wig. I had my sage. We ready to go. We ready to go. Woo! All right. All right, we're going to go back. Now I'm on my computer, so now we in business. All right, so. All right, Judge Petty is my name. Amen. And actually, let me change my name on here so I can be Judge Petty. Mm-hmm. Okay, I also put my Cash App right there. Like, I need to hear a notification every 2 seconds. I don't care if it's $1, $2, because honestly, all of this is for y'all. This is for y'all to let y'all know I blew the whistle on this. They are really upset with me. And I can understand why, but you know, at the end of the day, this is for the kids. Y'all need to know what's happening in this district. And I hope people really understand that this is something that is completely serious. Really? Truly. Like, come on, folks. Y'all have to understand that this is not a private entity. This is a public school with public dollars. Okay, baby? Okay. So let's go back to this drive because there's just so much in here. Okay. So you're going to have access to it. And let me go ahead and put it on here so that y'all can have the link. So the link is right here. Go to Teaching for the Culture and then type receipts in and you will have access to my digital filing cabinet. Again, you have 7 days. April 2nd is cut off. And this will be in my Patreon. The updates will be in Patreon. I'm not posting all this stuff on social media anymore because it is very clear that I have y'all attention. The only reason why I had this whole thing was to gather attention because it seems as though people did not understand what was happening. Okay. And do you need others to request receipts, seeing that they're giving you a hard time? Absolutely. The more the merrier. It is easy for y'all to do a public records request. I will show y'all how to do it yourself. It is very easy to do it. And y'all need to request these receipts. This is public information here, folks. Everything that I got was public. They sent this to me. Okay. All right. So back to Addie. Mm-hmm. So in here, there's so much. Where, you know, he blocked people on, you know, Twitter. It also shows his actual credentials. He actually has a coaching certificate and all of a sudden he turns into a superintendent. It's just phenomenal. It talks about Achieve 3000. I'm actually quoted in this article. It's wild. This is his brother with Achieve 3000. The stuff that y'all was sending me, y'all had concerns with. There was an issue that was taking place about, you know, him running in Clay. And we have questions about that because he received some money, you know. Okay, there's documents in here where Superintendent Davis received a letter and said that he violated the sunshine. And there was a group of literally leaders, board of trustees, sending him this letter, CCing the school board and letting him know that he's in violation and he needs to cut it out. All of this stuff is right here in the receipts. There's messages between a detective and a person in Clay County that had made allegations about him. And it was ended up in the Folio Week. And this whole article is here and he tried to cover it up and tell the board members that people were talking about him. I got video clips of, you know, Tammy and Addison going back and forth with each other. Again, all the receipts are here. So y'all can do this on your own time. I am done. I'm tired. It's too much. We go. This is the situation that I told you at Blake High School with the Twitter fiasco with the AP there. And I'm not sure if he's going to be cut because allegedly there's like 76 educators, administrators that are getting cut. We'll get to that in a second. There's business activity at Bloomingdale. The previous principal at Bloomingdale decided to have a food truck in establishment there. I just don't understand it. And so the employees came forward, told me that she's leaving trash everywhere. It's making it harder for them to do what they're supposed to do because she's out here having these events. So I don't know. Y'all ask questions. I sent this information to Melissa Stively, Addison Davis about what was happening. And again, it's here. Chris Farkas. I just want to say that I have Chris Farkas' original employment application. He applied to be a social studies teacher. How the hell is he leading operations for the seventh largest school district in the nation? It is beyond me. But y'all need to ask questions because all this right here, this is public information. There is pictures here where, you know, Chris Farkas allegedly getting Rolex watches for, you know, potential contract deals and all that. Y'all ask him about the Rolex watch and how he was able to get it because people taking pictures of what's going on here. There's video links and everything that is in this Google Drive so y'all can see this information. I'm done. You have Cindy Stewart, a bunch of videos, information here about her text messages between her and I, where she texted me and told me about the whole Gaither situation. And that's a whole nother story for another day. But literally, she flip the switch. You have Addison Davis endorsing her and he don't even know her. So I don't even understand how he was in the position to even endorse Cindy Stewart for her clerk of court seat. She wasn't qualified to be in that clerk of court seat. It should have been Kevin Beckner, but neither here nor there. Again, she wants to do photo ops with her mask down and want to pose with a bunch of black children. But yet when it comes down, let's not forget her comment, what she said about Sulphur Springs. Okay, let's keep going. So the COVID commander, been following, taking pictures of what's happening. You know, people send me screenshots. Now they said in the news, Aaron, go back, Aaron from Fox. Hey, y'all, make sure you check this out, Aaron. So they told you that this was a lie, this, that, and the third, and then it all came back up. This district has been lying to the media. So for the media, if you're going to report on what's happening with the seventh largest school district, if you're not going to do it right, then
shut up,
please. Because what is wrong is that y'all out here making these news articles and y'all have the wrong details, the wrong information, and y'all rely on what this district is saying when I'm telling you that they are lying, okay? This is the flawless tracker. I exposed this in season one, where you had Chris Farkas and all them saying that they was ready and prepared to open schools. And meanwhile, there's a whole document that I exposed while they was in the document saying otherwise. The accounts were frozen. They couldn't buy PPE. They couldn't buy supplies. And they still don't have supplies today. I talked about the budget, and this was back a long time ago, where if you see these numbers circle, how the fund balance was dwindling by so much that the question should have been asked then. But no, the board did not do that. They continued to pass this on. And now we're at $100 million deficit. And this is just a whole bunch of stuff going on. We go back to the data. Okay, in here, I have all the data that I was telling y'all about, the receipts or the Florida Department of Education, some of the stuff I've been looking at, some of the reports that I've done. All of it is in this Google Drive. Again, you have 7 days. Okay, the Trump rallies that Addison Davis said it wasn't a rally, but then the kids actually posted that it was a rally. All that's in there. Okay, TikToks and letters that I sent to the district, all of that is in there. And again, y'all go back to the media and y'all listen to what the district presented regarding that situation, and y'all check this file, and then y'all see that that is a lie. Okay, we're gonna keep going. Dr. Michael Kemp. Okay, now this is the good stuff right here. Okay, so as y'all know, the community rallied together to request Dr. Kemp's email, which is how and which is why I was able to expose this information. Again, I told y'all that I request records intentionally to get information for y'all. Okay, they were been planning these cuts back in February, and they were planning to tell y'all in April. Let me show y'all this. So this is the cut of the timeline, okay? And I'm gonna show you the whole document where all of this is laid out. They were going to tell y'all on April 9th about these cuts, and that they were going to start the period for transfers on the 12th, and it will conclude on the 30th. They were going to wait until some of y'all administered the FSA to kick y'all out and say, we don't need you anymore because we overallocated. Meanwhile, the district, Superintendent Davis, has yet to present actual concrete numbers of his cabinet and how much it costs, because the numbers we calculated says that his team costs more. Okay. And then what cost savings will happen at the district. So I'm so thankful for that board workshop. I hope that y'all watch it and watch the school board members ask these questions about what cuts are happening at the top, because Superintendent Addison Davis gets paid $310,000, over $100,000 more than what he got previously. And so here we go. He has a new living, a new life, and he's out here chucking the deuces, going to Super Bowl parties when he was supposed to be at a school site. Okay. So I posted what happened, and then it was a frenzy. It was so much stuff that was going on, because there was APs that didn't even know where the cuts were happening. Teachers that didn't even know what was happening. Meanwhile, they were planning this all the way in February, and then they were going to tell y'all in April. They have a whole communication plan about it, and I'm going to show you. Okay. So in this folder, you're going to see about Mike Kemp. Mike Kemp's wife also works in the district, and she was able to get a job, and she was able to get a job on a grant. Now, let's back up. Now, remember, they said that they were not going to have any more positions based on grants. And they kept talking about the Gates grant and using that as an example of some of the stuff that was taking place. So yet, however, we were able to hire Michael Kemp's wife under a grant, okay? And this is how much she's getting paid, okay? All in black and white in this Google Drive so you can see it yourself, okay? So let's go ahead and look at these receipts that we got from the district. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there are nine groups of emails. There's some emails that are 300 pages, some emails that are 100 pages. I mean, it's a lot in here. It's a lot to go over, but I think it's in group three, okay? Group three. So this is the plan that the district wanted to provide y'all. I exposed it well before they were able to do this. Okay. So this was what the presentation was. They were going to actually have a whole presentation about these cuts because they knew that a lot of people was going to have some questions after April 9th. Okay. They have these goals here. They have the target audience and the key goals. They have all this outlined. I want you to take note of this date. This was prepared and this was sent February 15, 2021, about the cuts that are taking place April 9th. Now, after I exposed it, it gets in the media, and then the district says that this is not permanent. However, if you go look in these documents, you're going to see that that's a lie because they have a whole plan here, and you have messages from Kim Bass who says that we're not allowing any changes to this at this time and don't make any promises and puts a smile emoji in the email. So let's keep going. They're talking about the messaging. And so this is some of the stuff that they wanted to say. Okay. We will make adjustment and cuts with care and grace. Well, no the hell you ain't, because you waited until April 9th to say something about it. And had I not exposed it, these people would know. We will reduce staff by 1,500, 2,000 people. Now, if you go back to the news media, you see all these different numbers. Meanwhile, this is right here in black and white. So that's why I say to the news, if y'all not going to report on it correctly, then please.
Shut up.
Okay. Then it says Florida is ranked 45th in education funding. All the other districts in Florida had an issue with the funding, and I don't see them doing all this. But okay, I digress. We keep going. 18 months of hard decisions will be unpopular. But as a leader, superintendent is willing to do what we have to do. Well, Addison, if you're going to do what we have to do, take a pay cut. Do what the president of USF did. Take a pay cut. Because you ain't used to having all this money anyway. So I'm not trying to be in your pockets, bro. But this is too much. Okay. This is a defining moment for HCPS. You damn right it is. We have to find a solution. I've been talking about it. All other strategies have been exhausted. What strategies have been exhausted? Because y'all still out here playing games. Y'all have hired folks in this district that do not even have a certification in what area they're in. Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute, too. I hope y'all prepare because this is a long conversation. Now I can see the comments. The question is, where has CTA been all year? I don't know. That's why I say y'all need to ask questions. Where has HASB been? Ask questions. All these organizations. And let me talk about HASB for a second. Keisha. Okay, ma'am, I don't know you at all. We haven't had really a formal one-on-one conversation, but please don't you fix your mouth to say anything about me unless you have some receipts. And that goes for everybody. I'm out here doing this dirty work. I don't like it. This sucks. I get calls of sexual allegations. I get calls that people cheating on wives. I get calls that, you know, people moving up in positions and sleeping with teachers. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the kids. But we can't get there because you got people in position that keep playing these games. We are still here. Still here. Two seasons. Hundreds of hours of content with receipts. I don't know what else to say other than to keep going through here and showing y'all what's here, giving y'all 7 days to look at it on your own. And I hope that the media, y'all report on this right, because I'm telling you, if you don't, you're responsible for how this is continuing. Your lack of intentionality following this school district is going to be a problem. And y'all relied on the Tampa Bay Times, but y'all do realize that the Tampa Bay Times has a large financial impact with the district. You know, the district buys newspapers from Tampa Bay Times, and you know this is the 7th largest school district in the nation. Follow the money. Do you think that Tampa Bay Times is going to have Hillsborough County on the front page of the news when they are one of their largest purchasers? Do you think that? So while, you know, I give credit to Marlene Sokol for some of the stuff she does, there's other stuff that I have questions about. And this is why I call and I ask questions, because I just be trying to figure out what's going on here. How y'all going to be misrepresenting what's going on here and then want to come out here and attack people for telling the truth, providing the receipts, asking for public records? Now, again, folks, I'm telling you, they had all this planned out. I blew the whistle before it happened. And so I'm telling you, this document that was prepared back in February about the cuts in April. Okay. Let's keep going. The district will mitigate impacts on classrooms. Well, with that being said, oh, well, Steve Kohner, how you doing? I'm glad that you're here, because you're going to come up too. You got a folder too. Okay. So we're going to mitigate budget impacts in the classroom, but wait, ain't these cuts happening in the classroom? Where are the cuts happening from the top? Huh? The board members asked for this a long time ago. And then when they had a meeting, there were no questions. There was no answers. There were no receipts.
Bruh.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, hell no.
We are not cutting programs such as music, art, IB, or magnet. Meanwhile, there's a whole receipt in here where the IB teachers are emailing about them being concerned about the IB department. And then you have Dr. Michael Kemp that says that we are losing money because of IB. This is what they prepared in February to tell y'all in April. And I got the receipts and I'm blowing the whistle because they playing games. Let's keep going. Last summer, the district office took a significant reduction through staff reductions, yielding a savings over $7 million. And we're asking, where are the receipts? That's all we want to see. We want to see the receipts. We want to see it breaking down. We want to see the receipts. The board have been asking about this, Addison Davis. I don't understand why we're here. $100 million later, after warnings were given. Okay, let's keep going. Okay. Then it says the message from the superintendent. He has a whole message prepared about how he's going to be, you know, protecting this organization for 10 to 15 years and beyond. Y'all need to get him out of here because he's been lying to y'all this whole time. He lied to me. He lied to these board members. Come on. So for the board members, I see Kona on here. I hope Melissa on here. I hope all y'all come up to the front of the congregation. Y'all that's watching this in the church, y'all go ahead and lock the door, because I'm not going to finish until I'm done. And when I'm done, I'm going to go to Massage Envy and I'm going to get my massage and I'm going to Tallahassee, because what we're not going to do is we're not going to do this. And y'all have been lying. Y'all have been slandering my name. Y'all have been making all these attacks on me. Y'all been making attacks on people that I care about. Y'all been making all this stuff happen because I'm out here requesting receipts, because I'm requesting the truth, and y'all giving me the runaround, and now all of a sudden I gotta pay for receipts. Who does that? I'm still waiting on the price for Kim Bay's email. So district, can I please get that information so that we can get those receipts too? Okay, keep going. All this was prepared. Staffing allocations. Listen to this. Hillsborough County Public Schools is the 7th largest school district in the nation. and we have more than 24,000 employees and are the largest employer in Hillsborough County. Actually, you're not, but there's that. Our district typically sees between 900 and 1,100 employee retirements or resignations for personal reasons each year. Well, there's receipts on that too, and it's in the Google Drive. Okay. And then it talks about the impact. Then it talks about our ESC students that weren't even served before COVID and definitely is not served now. And then they literally have in black and white that they have over allocated 90.5 ESC teaching positions and 75 ESC paraprofessional positions. I don't know about you. I don't know where these people are, but I know in you know, our school, we had issues with, you know, getting support for our children that, you know, did not speak English. And so it was just something that we needed help with. And we also needed help with our students that, you know, had disabilities, and we didn't have that support. And I know other school sites are not having that support because I get messages all the time from district administration and from, you know, employees telling me what's happening on their school site. Okay. So, long story short, all of this is here. Assistant principals. Here we go. Our area where we are drastically over allocated is the assistant principal position. Are we really? Okay. We anticipate a reduction of 78 assistant principals. Listen, they break it down. 14 elementary schools, 18 middle schools, 4 K through 8, and 34 high schools. Okay. This is what they prepared February 15th to go out in April after some of y'all administer the FSA, which let me tell y'all about that real quick. Keep your kids home. They are providing incentives to have your child come to school to take this test, and they are worth more than the test score. Keep them home. Opt out, because the people in Florida, the people in Tallahassee making these decisions, they haven't been intentional with our public school system. So please, okay, just keep your kids home. Don't make them take that test. Please don't subject them to that. Okay, please keep them home and then let the state figure out what they're going to do. Because if there is low enrollment in the school when they take the test, then it's actually invalidated. They have to have a certain number of participation for it to even count. So just keep your kids home. All right, moving forward, all these emails, okay, of what's happening, okay? These are the cuts, okay? These are the same cuts that I posted on my page that I seen y'all screenshot, and it was in your group messages and everything else, okay? Here we go. We're talking about magnet and IB allocations and how they are cutting IB and magnet. But didn't they just say earlier in the thing that they weren't doing that? Okay, keep going. So I'm just letting y'all know that all of this here is available for you, and you have 7 days, okay? Let's back out of Mike Kemp, because I could be on that all day. Let's keep going, okay? We have Dr. Stacey Hahn. It's not much on this about her other than her husband has engineering contracts with the district. I asked her about it. She said yes, so I put that screenshot there. And there's conversations and questions that she had. And I also posted their evaluation. I don't know if y'all remember, but I had a whole evaluation for the school board members, and this is what they rated. And so I posted that there. Like, it's all in the Google Drive. There'll be more stuff added. So if you're a Patreon, you'll be able to see the updates. Okay. Elvis Piggott, a person that I ran into during this journey, and it was a complete accident, truly. But basically, you know, he ran for school board. He was at Sheehy, had complaints on him. He has a rap sheet longer than a CVS receipt and has been making my life a living hell ever since, and finally has left me alone. I have receipts all on him and his run, and now he's in Houston trying to manipulate those folks over there. So I hope he stay in Houston and don't bring his behind back to Hillsborough County, because it's just too much. Okay. Then we have the faulty PPE. This is what I was telling you about. I have all the receipts right here, folks, of the PPE, my messages to them, the receipts. You know, the district emailed me and said that this was approved, that this was to kill SARS and all of that. And I'm just trying to figure out what product does that, because I just haven't seen it. But then also too, These invoices, they don't add up. They don't. I've talked about this. I just don't understand how you could have 1.345 of a unit and then you have this rate. And then the question is, how was this approved without board approval? I go to the board and I look up the company. No records found. Questions. Why don't y'all ask? I don't know. But again, follow the money. Okay. All this. Okay. Then I talk about the hand sanitizer. The hand sanitizer, that's something else, because I literally show here that it says reproductive risk. As soon as I exposed it, all of a sudden the document changes. So I don't know what district communication they have with this hand sanitizer company or whatever have you, but thankfully I have all my receipts logged in so y'all can ask questions. And the way that they did this, this violates the EPA, and somebody needs to file a complaint. They said that they was looking into it, but I haven't heard back on what they were doing. But this is the SDS. If you're going to change the SDS, you have to update all of the information in the SDS to determine that. Regardless, if they changed this document, they purchased it when it had reproductive hazards anyway. So regardless, if they changed this document, these hand sanitizers were in the school when it listed at the time that it had reproductive risk. So after you try to clean this up after the fact, the receipts are still here, so it's moot. But it's very interesting that after the whistle was blown, they changed it. But it doesn't change the fact that they already had it and it was already on the website at the time that this was purchased and it was in their facilities. So what happened after the fact has nothing to do with the products now. Okay. It's all lined up. There's emails in here where I'm having conversations about what's taking place and how these people keep playing games. Okay. The question is, have they named a replacement for Gretchen Saunders? Yes, they did. Please watch the board workshop yesterday. There was a direct question asked about the CFO because Dr. Michael Kemp was the interim CFO at the time. And now they have a new CFO. They named the individual, and please watch that board workshop to get more information and to figure out what's going on. I think it's really important that you watch it. Keep going. Following the money. Again, I tell you, following the money. So following the money with how, you know, they're using teacher pay teacher material and they can't even spell Tallahassee right, and the content that they're using. And the people that are put in these positions are people that Addison Davis brought into the team. And then when there was deeper research that was done, some of them are not even fully qualified to be in the position in the first place. So this is why you need to ask questions. You literally have these people using teacher pay teachers content. I reached out to Common Core Curriculum because that was the one of the materials they had. And she said, no, I didn't give Hillsborough County any authorization. And I have all the correspondence with her in there. So hopefully somebody could help Julie secure her bag, because there were hundreds of content that was disseminated in Clever that belonged to her, and she did not get a dime. And the person who did it was the person who Addison Davis put in the position. All of it. Following the money. We talking about the external operator. The external operator is more money that we have to spend because we've been failing our children. So again, when we talk about this money and the lack thereof, let's follow the money. There's a big business in education, and there's a big business in the failure of education. And so you have these external operators that have been getting paid to move our children. If you look at the data, it didn't work. And in fact, if you actually look at the data, it's 111 schools declined a letter grade. Okay. So if you follow the money here, you will see that these campaign contributions, you got this Committee of Innovation in Texas. Okay. The donor was MGT. That's going to come up in a second. Okay. And so checks were issued to Addison Davis, Steve Kona. So, hey, Kona, you still watching? What you got a check for? Huh? Bruh. What you got a check for? Okay. You had Mitch Thrower and Cindy Stewart. It's a shame. So all this right here is outlined so y'all can see it yourself. Follow the money, because again, I just, you know, it is what it is. Okay. So the external operator, what I find interesting is that it's called Hillsborough County School Succeed LLC. Why is it called that? Why don't y'all ask questions? There's a contract. Go look. Okay. I got the contract and the amendments with MGT, and they are making bank. making bank. And they had a contract for some of the schools. And now MGT has all of them. Okay. MGT, I told you it's going to come up. So $4.1 million for these schools, two of which that are starred, was getting ready to close down pre-COVID. Pre-COVID, this is what was happening. Addison Davis went to the state to advocate for these two schools to ensure that they wouldn't be closed down. MGT has now a contract with the district for $4.1 million to improve our schools because they haven't gotten it together. Okay? Melissa Snively. Okay? You got this info about the Fitch because I sent it to you back in April of 2020. So all the surprise and the theatrics of you saying you had no idea all of this was taking place. Sis, that's okay. I'm going to get to your folder in a second. So all of this information, again, is here. All the receipts that I pulled, the stuff that I've been talking about following this money, it's all here. So for the people that have these narratives to be like, well, Bianca, all she do is just start controversy. No, I'm out here just telling y'all the truth. The district finally needs to tell y'all the truth. Paying for SIPs, paying for iReady, paying for Achieve 3000, which Angela Schroden, who was running for school board in District 7, blew the whistle on this. She was the most qualified candidate in District 7. So for the union members, y'all need to ask why the union endorsed Lynn Gray instead of Angela Schroden. Hello? Why y'all wanted Lynn back in here? Jesus. So again, all of it's in here. Following the money. You have 90 degree weather in our classrooms. And where's the status on the MERV 13 filter? Huh? Where my violin? Where is that? Where? Following the money with these cemeteries where y'all purchased this property and y'all didn't maintain this cemetery. Huh? Okay. Now, following the money, board members, they have committees. Hello? They have committees? These are the people. Connor, you still in here? Because your picture in the middle, bro. Now, again, Steve Connor, I give you grace a little bit because you was only there 2 years. The rest of them been there longer than you. So, I mean, there's that. However, you were still approving these expenditures. Okay? These three were serving on the finance committee. And Tamara Schamberger was the chair. And y'all upset and throw all these shots at me saying I'm attacking a black woman when I'm literally asking her, how was she able to have all of this money in her F6, her Form 6 that she had to submit to the state for transparency? And the numbers don't add up. It's a problem when I ask that question. But y'all didn't ask her about this money? Huh? Y'all didn't ask her how she got that Allstate? Huh? Y'all didn't ask her how she got that Range Rover? Huh? Because she ain't have none of that before until she got on the board. And when Idea Public Schools and that contract came into formation, she got all that stuff. So y'all follow the money and don't be mad at me for asking these questions. Y'all need to ask sis about them Form 6. Oh, she got a folder too. Don't worry. Okay. So I keep going because all the receipts are here, folks. Okay. The link right there. Y'all can go see it while I'm on here. It's here. Okay. Gaither High School, Chuck Henderson, all that mess with Chuck Henderson. And you had Cindy Stewart interfering with that investigation, all that information right there. So y'all can see it. Harrison Peters. It ain't much on there yet, but it will be more added to it. He's not something that's really critical right now at this moment, but there's some receipts that I have that I've pulled a long time ago that I need to put in this folder. Okay, so this is a work in progress. So if you want to get in there, you better get in my Patreon before my price goes up, because the price going up April 2nd. Thanks. So then we move on to the Sunshine violation, alleged, where you had school board members in a private secret Facebook group talking about what they were going to vote on with the reopening of schools, and all the screenshots of their conversations and all of them in this group having a conversation about the reopening of schools and educating and advocating for these parents to come to the school board meeting to advocate to make sure that we reopen schools. Okay, I just have questions. How are they allowed to be in a private Facebook group on something that they vote on? But then you have Melissa Stivers said, just an FYI per the Sunshine Law, because you decided to go to the board attorney with semantics and not tell him the whole story, which I highly recommend that y'all look for a new board attorney, because his hands are really kind of tied up in some mess, especially because he's working with Cindy Stewart. Mm-hmm. All right, so the Hillsborough Federation credit card fraud. This is what started my whole live stream in the wig situation, because I just didn't understand how these people were stealing the union member money and was charging all of this stuff on the union member credit card. Now, I want to be clear. This is not the teachers union. This is the union for the bus drivers, the custodial workers. This is for the other side. Okay. They're literally credit card statements where they're purchasing lashes and all that stuff. And then you literally have this woman that still works. Okay. Stephanie, who owes $19,000 that she used for personal purchases and was unauthorized. When the report came out, they decided to come up with this fake settlement agreement and try to have these people sign it to not say nothing. But of course, I got the receipts and exposed it. Y'all out here talking about not to speak about this? No. There's a whole 11-page report. Y'all out here paying for your gas, paying for all types of stuff. Y'all out here going to SeaWorld on a union member credit card. Y'all out here paying your car loan using, you know, and you have bad credit because you're using auto loan acceptance. That is for people who have bad credit. So you shouldn't even have that American Express to begin with. Let's keep going. You have the internet outage. Okay. And so with the internet outage, I actually had a conversation with Spectrum. They actually allowed me to record it. I talked to them on Tuesday. That outage on Tuesday had nothing to do with Spectrum at all. They need to figure out what's going on. Truly. Keep going. Jessica Vaughn ain't much on here, just her results. She's been a phenomenal school board member, and I appreciate her for what she does. And as things come up, more stuff will be added to this Google Drive, but she's amazing. So ain't nothing in there. Karen Perez has her evaluation and some of the comments that I thought was very profound for her to say, and it's in there. So I appreciate Karen Perez for what, you know, she's doing, and, you know, she's speaking up and being more vocal now. So I do appreciate that. And I understand that there was an issue with previous school board members and how they like to silence folks. So I'm glad that, Karen Perez is able to, you know, actually speak and to advocate for what's right. Kim Bays, again, some of the emails that I got, we're still waiting on all of her emails. So district, I'm waiting on you, bro. When will you provide us Kim Bays' emails? How much is going to cost so we could cut the check? We can cut it right now if you need to. I want her emails because there are some allegations that have came to me about her and about some of the stuff that she has said in her emails. And I want those receipts. Again, this is nothing personal. This is just facts. Lynn Gray, she won the Petty Award because, you know, she was supporting Kevin Bechner instead of Cindy Stewart, which, again, he should have won. I don't know why y'all decided to vote for Cindy Stewart and to be the clerk of court, but y'all gonna see later as she be in her role. But Lynn Gray also, you know, has a lot of stuff going on. Like, for example, you know, Teacher for the Culture hosted a school board forum, and there's a receipt here where Lynn Gray in a private chat talking about she has a principal friend that was checking her record in HCPS. And Angela Schroeder could see the whole thing. Everyone could see the whole thing that were on the broadcast. You could see the whole thing. And so, you know, Lynn Gray liked to play dirty. And, you know, it's just interesting. And she wants to have these narratives. But that's okay, Lynn. That's okay. Because all them screenshots, all the messages that we had, if it was off the record, it was off the record. But everything is on the record. So I got all these receipts where you talking about Cindy Stewart, where you talking about Tamara Schamberger, where you talking about Melissa Snively, all of that. All these communications that we've had. Oh, it's in that Google Drive, baby. And there's going to be more loaded soon. Mm-hmm. What I found interesting is that Lynn Gray has this website that's linked to the district, and I have no idea why. So, like, she needs to fix that because that's problematic that you're using the district address for your campaign. I think it's kind of shady. But okay. Melissa Snively. Oh boy, I've been waiting for this one. Melissa Snively, you know. Okay. I'm gonna just say this. There's videos in here of some questionable things that she has said and did. There are videos where she's like, how much time do we have? As if she doesn't know about the financial situation serving on the finance committee. It's just absolutely ridiculous. There's petitions out here that wanted her to be off the EPG because she was lying about that whole thing. If y'all remember with, oh my gosh. With the reopening of schools and they were saying that there were no COVID cases. Season one, I had a whole outfit with, you know, I think I had like a cape on and I literally was going school by school of what got cleaned. Literally school by school of what got cleaned due to COVID. But yet we ain't have COVID in our schools. Anyway, I put the duties and responsibilities in her folder so that, you know, she can understand what her duties are because it's very clear that she has no idea what it is. I mean, she's quoted in the Tampa Bay Times saying that she had no idea how serious our financial situation was. And this was back in January, folks. We are in March and they're cutting positions in April and they weren't even going to tell y'all. They weren't even going to tell y'all. I exposed it before they did. I literally messaged Melissa and said, blood is on your hands, Melissa. Another employee is about to be on the ventilator at Cypress Creek. I hope you feel like you want something planned with words while employees are fighting for their lives. Glad you produce receipts in writing. This is a shame. Have a great night, Melissa. See you tomorrow. And she responds, thank you for your feedback and sharing your opinion. See you tomorrow. Have a nice evening. Meanwhile, an employee is on the ventilator. I'm getting messages that this employee is going to die because they have COVID-19. And she says, thank you for sharing your feedback and sharing your opinions. So I hope David come in here too, because David, Melissa's husband wants to get in, you know, getting people business and stuff. I don't be talking to him. People don't be talking to David. If David be trying to like people's statuses and stuff, David, don't do that. Don't do that. You stay over there. What you got going on? Your wife signed up for this. Okay. Oh, that wasn't an auto response. She intentionally wrote that. This is Facebook, honey. All public records. She is telling me about stuff with Addison, all these messages. She talking about Tamara Schamberger. She talking about Sally Harris. All of it's in here. All of it. Okay. She literally in here. Look at this. This is what I said to her. I got people mad and I did the crying laughing face. The president of the NAACP called me the B word. Yes, she did. The NAACP got a folder in too. Hillsborough County, NAACP has a folder in here because they're complicit in this too. And Yvette Lewis called me all types of names. And somehow, Joe Robinson requested my records. And somehow, it ended up posted on a fake page where it's alleged that Kato Nord, Michelle Williams, Elvis Piggott, all these people have some type of connection to it. We're going to get to that too. Okay, I got time today. So there's videos in here of Melissa struggling, trying to explain this budget situation. All that's in here. Okay, keep going. I put some memes in here. The Bernie is my favorite because, you know, they've been here. Okay, NAACP. Okay, glad we're here. All right, so Joe Robinson. Okay, this man right here in this video, he has contracts with the district. Okay. So I'm not sure how you could be the watchdog of a district and still getting paid by them. I just don't understand it. I have text messages that will be posted in here where Yvette Lewis had called me all types of names. She is not leadership at all. In fact, when I met Superintendent Addison Davis for the first time, she was the one that looked him dead in his face and said she don't like white people. This is your president of the Hillsborough NAACP. This is why I say I'm leaving all this out and I'm going on vacation because I'm tired. Because all these people have some direct impact with the failure of our children. I just broke down the data. You have a school where only 13% pass the FSA. And if you actually go through that entire presentation, there are some schools that are reaching single digits. Single digits. My employment record with the district was requested by Joe Robinson of the NAACP. Now, how that information got posted on the Sam Horn page, this is what we're trying to find out. I just need to understand. Now, so I tried to handle this privately and tried to resolve this information, resolve this situation with them, but I'm not doing it no more. I'm not meeting you. My wife ain't meeting you about this. No, we're gonna have a conversation in the public. Since my information was out in the public, why did Joe Robinson send that information to? For my information to be posted on a fake page that contained my social security card, my driver's license, my I-9, and thankfully the district redacted it. Jesus. All for advocating for kids. Nadia. Not much information there. She's a phenomenal school board member. And I just have some receipts here, and this will continue to grow, you know, in her position. The Reddick situation, again, I talked about this before. And there was questions about the process. Dr. Jennifer Glenn Dames never originally applied for the position. And so how she was able to get the position is why people were upset, and they were upset with the process. And you had bishops and reverends and pastors and all that want to stand up in the paint for this. Okay. They want to stand up in the paint for this. But yet when we lead the state in our school to prison pipeline, we have silence. When we have more children that are being arrested and cited by the police than any other county in the state of Florida, it's silence. When our children are having difficulty reading and we have people in position that are not even certified to teach our children how to read, silence. And then y'all get upset with me for telling the truth, for requesting the receipts. I don't understand it. Let's continue. Mm-hmm. Sally Harris. Sally Harris ran for school board. She was a part of the problem, still part of the problem. And so, you know, she made hit pieces about Lynn. And I talked about that because, you know, she was using political PACs to do this messaging. And it was the political PACs that were chartered focused that were sending this information to say that, you know, she was public enemy number one. And regardless of how I personally felt about Lynn Gray, I don't think that that was appropriate. And I stood up for Lynn Gray in that moment and clap back at Sally. And when I did that, Sally wanted to come over here and say, I heard that there's a Bianca.
Oh, hell no.
Sally, you know who the hell I am. So why you decided to go on your Facebook page and say that there's a Bianca, and then try to throw my wife and my wife's race, because she was running for office and now she's made history, and you went after my wife on social media for something you did? Let me sage, because when it comes to my wife, I have zero emotional intelligence. Zero. Zero. For the people who know me, they know I do not play when it comes about, I don't play when it comes to my wife. I just don't. So Sally, you decide to throw this shot at me, and then you use this picture. Why you have a mask on and all the children don't have a mask on? Let's back up even further. Some of those kids, those parents did not consent for you to do that. There's receipts in here where you've been having inappropriate activities having at that circle camp that you have over there. All those receipts in this folder. You have dog whistles in here where you over here meeting with this crazy behind lady in this QAnon mess. And then you deleted the video thinking that was going to go away. But oh no. Oh no. We got the receipts. The whole video. And you want to be responsible for our kids in the 7th largest school district in the nation. Absolutely not. This is what get me. This is where Lynn Gray, I'm sorry, who Jesus? Sally Harris decides that she wants to use her money to purchase advertisement in the air for school board. Who does that? Let's play it. It says votesallyharris.com, and you'll be able to hear it and see it in the Google Drive. This is what people are doing. Okay, keep going. All right, so Selena's in here because she ran for school board, and there was so much shots thrown at me with her. And I didn't do anything but capture the receipts where the students at the school she was teaching at came forward and said she shouldn't be a school board member. And you literally have somebody who worked at the school where Selena Ward filed a complaint and said that they were doing a smear campaign against her. I don't get it. Meanwhile, she's advertising on school property. She's putting her campaign literature on school property. But okay, but I'm the problem. Social media beef. This gonna be a growing folder right here, because let me tell you, I have taken so many hits and shots for just telling the truth. Telling the truth. And if I was wrong on something, I've had people call me and say, Bianca, that wasn't correct. And what I do, I came right back on here, corrected the information, provided you the receipt and clarification, and apologize, being accountable for what I did and said, and keeping it moving. Because I said accountability, transparency, and integrity. Again, the only reason why I'm still on earth is because of God. I fear no man. God is it. So there was someone that had messaged me and said, you be careful exposing the district. I don't want nothing to happen to you. So I'm gonna just put this out here on the record, that if there's something that happens to me after this live, I didn't do it. Okay? And it's sad that I have to say that. And the reason why I say that is because when I go on live, you got people that's attempting to change my password and stuff when I'm exposing the truth. You literally had videos made by Michelle Williams, by Elvis, making all these allegations, and these people can't even vote. Some of these people can't even work in our schools, and they coming after me for telling the truth. Elvis Piggott. There was a threat made that I was going to see my mom, which I've been very transparent. My mom is deceased. I have a stepmom that I call her mom, but my biological mother is deceased. And I still deal with the trauma of that. And the fact that you posted this on Facebook, Elvis, and you damn well, Elvis, you posted this on your page knowing good and well that you messaged my wife on the anniversary of when it happened to check up on me. You literally texted my wife a heart and said, how is she? There were threats made that I was going to see my deceased mother, where there were law enforcement and police involved to investigate this fake page. The fake page that Elvis Piggott is saying that this man is the truth. There was no truth that happened on that fake page that has since been shut down. And again, my question is, How did my employment record get on this page? So I go to the NAACP of Hillsborough County. Y'all requested my record. So how did that information go on this fake Facebook page? You owe it to all these people to explain what y'all are doing. Y'all are just a bunch of thugs. Y'all out here just ruthless out here in these streets. And our kids are suffering. Y'all just out here just trying to cut people left and right when all they're trying to do is bridge awareness to the systemic failure of this district. And this is why we don't have any money, because of the failure. We can't afford to pay all of these contracts due to the federal oversight, due to the state oversight that is in place because of this. And we need more people to be in office that are intentional with our education system. We need more people to be involved in school board politics and picking the right people for the seat. Elvis Pickett should be in jail for fraud. All these receipts. Y'all talked about teaching for the culture. You talked about my wife, all of that, all in here. You got Michelle Williams playing this audio message that I sent to Mona Judge, which I strategically sent it to her because I knew she was going to run and tell that just so I could just get clarity. And Michelle Williams, I know you're going to be able to watch this, so this is why I'm addressing you. Sis, with all the Facebook friends that you have on your page, you mean to tell me that somehow this fake page added you and you accepted that page? That just lets me know how you, do you think I'm stupid? All them people following your page. You got like 1,300. I don't know how many followers you have at this point, but it was a whole bunch of people that you could not accept their friend request. And somehow you was able to be friends with the page, comment on the page, all of that, and carry on. And it'd be so interesting because there would be some that the page say, and then moments later, you in the comments. But then you have this whole video that said that you contacted the police and the police told you that they tracked my IPS address, since it's IP address, and that you tracked my VPN. You need a subpoena. And you tracked all this information, and I created this fake page. I created all this mess. This is what you alleging. This is what you saying on the internet with no receipts. You are an old messy woman that needs to just sit down somewhere. And you know what? Tamara Schamburger actually posted and celebrated her endorsement. This is Tamara Schamburger aligns with these folks. You had Elvis Pigott, who was running and helping Tamara Schamburger's campaign. You had, Michelle Williams being right a part of that. And let's show a video. Okay. I just want to change it up a bit. I'm gonna just share this video with y'all because I think it's important. Because, you know, this is Tamara Schamburger, you know, the person who was leading the finance committee, the person who has so much to say on social media, and yet we have no answers about all that money that's in her Form 6 that is it's too much. Okay, so let's get to this point right here. I think this is the proper timestamp. And all, again, the links of all this is in this Google Drive. So let's go ahead and play it.
Persons that were present, especially one of the moderators. So that's disturbing to me. So let's address the elephant in the room. It's not even an elephant anymore. It's out there. Talk to me about the issue with the $50 million deficit. And they've asked you this question because you are on some finance committee.
Mm-hmm.
Can we address that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's talk about it. So, you know, listen, we're certainly disappointed in this deficit that we have, but let's just really get an understanding of what it is and what it is not. And what it is not is final. And so I say that because this deficit is still being worked on because the books have not been closed for the school year yet. And so we do anticipate that there will be some additional corrections that will lessen this deficit. But when we talk about a deficit, most folks seem to think that this deficit is that we are in the negative, and that's not the case. Let me reassure our community that the Hillsborough County School District is doing fine. We still are financially stable. What the school board is not happy with is that our savings account or our fund balance was spent down more than we would have liked it to have been spent down, right? And so
how did that happen?
poor planning and miscommunication by our superintendent. Listen, they counted, you know, their eggs to.
All right, pause. We're gonna pause it. Pause it right there. Okay, let me go ahead. Pause it. Flag on the play. Sis. Question on the floor is, when is this interview? Great question. Let me tell you, because the receipts are right here. Oh, shoot. I didn't mean to not stop sharing my screen. Oops. Oh, let me put that back. Okay. This was July 21st, 2020. Okay. Tammy. And meanwhile, you out here telling the folks that
there is no other option for our community.
Okay. Listen, I understand that there were some folks upset regarding Sheik Washington and saying that, you know, he's complicit in the seat. However, to be very clear, Tamara Schamburger was the chair of the finance committee. In fact, the meeting notes are in the Google Drive. Okay. You have 7 days. And so you can go review those minutes and see what they talked about. And I will tell you that it wasn't productive. Now, she blames the superintendent. And so it could either be one or two options at this point. It could either be you're talking about Jeff Akins or you talking about Addison Davis. Now, this was recorded in July. OK, so we're going to assume that you're talking about Jeff Akins. Well, Jeff Akins, OK, has a whole thing where he says that it wasn't him. He had nothing to do with it. He wished them grace in them figuring out this situation, but it wasn't him. Now, the board is over Jeff, and the board is over Addison. That's how that works, duties and responsibilities. And so the board approves those expenditures. So, Tammy, sis, you approved a contract with Ideas. You approved a contract with Phelan. You approved a contract with MGT. You approved all these contracts. And you know, the contract with Idea Public School, you know that Melissa Snively ran that meeting because you magically just went out the room. You went out the room, asked no questions about Idea Public Schools coming in. Meanwhile, they're setting up tents and they talking bad about the neighborhood schools. They're saying, hey, don't even waste your time. We have a solution and we're going to make sure that your kid go to college. That's what Idea is telling the community. And what are parents to do? I mean, they in schools where you got some schools that only 7% of their third graders are passing the FSA. I think this is something critical here. We talking about college. What? Our third graders that are 7%, there's only 7% of our third graders in that school proficient. And you think that they're going to be on track to go to college? Do you? Really? Let's keep going for a little bit.
To hatch before they had actually hatched. The school board had given the superintendent and his...
Let me back up because, you know, she actually said something profound about waiting for something to hatch. Let's continue.
Still are financially stable. What the school board is not happy with is that our savings account or our fund balance was spent down more than we would have liked it to have been spent down, right? And so
How did that happen?
Poor planning and miscommunication by our superintendent. Listen, they counted, you know, their eggs to hatch before they had actually hatched. The school board had given the superintendent and his bargaining staff, $39 million to negotiate salaries. Well, they wound up spending obviously more than that, about $25 million more than that, because they just simply had not anticipated some increased costs, things like benefits and those types of things. And it's something
that's not what happened.
As the CEO of the school district, the superintendent should have been in front of. And so working with the budget, there's a lot of anticipated dollars. And I tell you, they just assumed things would turn out one way, which was reported to the school board as gospel, and it actually had fallen through. But I tell you, Haiti, here's the good news in all of this. Although our savings account did get spent down a little bit, and we're hoping to see some of that money recoup, the district is doing fine. Even through this pandemic, we've not laid off one person. We've not put one person on
Oh my God.
You are fake news.
Okay, so the whole video is there. Who's at my front door? Hey, I'm doing an episode. Can y'all come back?
Are you missing a puppy?
No. Oh no, I'm not missing any dogs. Thank you. Okay, no problem. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna tell y'all about this Google system too. It's dope. Okay. I've been on here an hour and 30 minutes. Fix it, Jesus. So later in the episode, you see Michelle Williams. And then she alleged tried to throw some shots at me, but again, she can't even step foot on our campus. So I don't even have time. Okay, so let's continue to go back to this Google Drive because yeah, it's something to see here. Where I put it? And the dog's just barking because somebody outside. Like I said, if something happened to me, it ain't me. I didn't do it. So y'all better find out who did it. All right. So back in here. So staff with questionable roles. There's people that Addison Davis put in position and they don't even have the certifications to be in the role. This is a work in progress. There's more people that are going to be added to this list. So again, you better be a Patreon because the price is going up. Steve Kona. Okay. Your file is here. You know, why are you running? You're running to bring financial accountability back to the board. And as we can see, yeah. Okay, there's some messages in here because, you know, he wanted to clap back when I did the episode and was like, you don't know what I do for a living and la 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 whoop de whoop. You can see all of that here. Him being in the private secret Facebook group with Melissa Snively and the rest of them. You literally have, you know, some contract deals here with Cox Fire Protection, and they actually doing work for some of our school campuses. They have some done with Hillsborough High School. So people had questions about that. People had questions about how much money he raised. And look, Cox Fire Protection had donated to his campaign. Look at that. Follow the money. So yeah, he said he was a proven leader in education, and this is why he was upset, because people was questioning his 16 years of education experience. And so he said that his experience was on his board. And meanwhile, I pulled up his LinkedIn profile of what he said his experience was. And yeah, so very, very interesting. I also posted where he got mollywopped in the polls. Okay. Mollywopped, and he was underspent. Like he had so much money in there. Tamara Schamberger got a folder of just all of it. There's a receipt here where like she is posting and, you know, like all happy that Elvis Piggott is supporting her campaign. Is all happy that Michelle Williams is supporting her campaign. And these folks could not even get a job in our district. So, you know, I just don't understand it. There is videos here. And this person I want to address, Cato Noor, I don't have no personal issue with you, but you keep posting on social media that I owe you an apology. And I'm going to just tell you for the record, I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you an apology. And here's why. Okay. First of all, okay, it brought to my attention that you were doing work on Tamara Schamberger's campaign when you were supposed to be teaching ESC students at Middleton High School. While you were supposed to be working and teaching our kids, you are making subpar graphics and posting for Tamara Schamberger's campaign. So I heard the allegation. I did some research and I got the receipts. And so I was more concerned about Tamara Schamberger using you, a district employee, to do work for her campaign when she should know better, because she should know the policy and she should know that that's incorrect. So the issue was about her allowing it to happen, not necessarily you deciding to put yourself out here and doing it. Okay. So there's a whole file. Okay. A whole file that's in this drive of these receipts of you going in and let's see here. Mm-hmm. Right here. Public records request, Cato Noor internet history. Oh, yeah. The district provided it all, baby. The district provided it all. It's here. All the stuff you've been doing, you've been on Twitter. And then I found out that you was managing the NAACP Facebook page. So then that made me think, well, Joe Robinson is not savvy on social media. So there would be no way that Joe Robinson could put this up here. So if anything, it's definitely going to be someone who's savvy. And if you pull up these receipts, you will see that he's doing work for the NAACP. I mean, it's just a lot. And you're doing it on school time. So then you out here with these narratives calling me the devil and all that type of stuff. And y'all saying I'm the devil for telling the truth. You were supposed to be teaching students. You violated the policy. I identified the policy that you violated. And it was more so Tammy's issue because she had you do that work and was paying you to do that work. And she had listed you on the campaign report. Now, this is not me doxing your address, because when I search this address, it shows up a Home Depot. So I don't understand what address you're using or where you live at and why you have incorrect information. But you've gotten paid from Tamara Schamberger working on her campaign when you were supposed to be teaching ESC students at Middleton High School. And yet I'm the devil. I'm the problem. I'm trying to get you fired. I should be sorry when you should be sorry for messing up our kids and not making sure that you teach them, because you out here managing campaigns with subpar graphics. Okay. Question on the floor is about, why don't you have a folder for Shake Washington? Great question. Because just doing this part right here, hours of work. There's more folders to come, more things to happen. So this is why you need to be a part of the Patreon to follow it, because I'm not posting all this on social media. I don't have time. I don't have time to keep going back. Okay. This is the screenshot with the situation that happened with Thaddeus Bullard, which is why this whole cup came into formation, because once Thaddeus donated to Shake's campaign, she decided that she didn't want to support Sly High School. But yeah, I got all the receipts while you was trying to flirt with that man and try to have inappropriate... Okay. So I'm gonna tell you this. There's a lot of stuff in here. A lot of stuff. Stuff that will still continue to grow, because I'm not even done with it. I'm not even done. You have Terry Connor, and I only posted that his wife got a job, and yeah, and so she's getting paid $134,000 for a regional superintendent in the Transformation Network. Now, the folks that I spoke to about her, because I had asked, you know, in different districts, and they were trying to figure out how was she even qualified to be in that role. There was people in different counties reached out to me about this. And, you know, I don't know. This is why I say y'all need to find out. But I, again, this is a growing thing. And while I'm here, that is a good question. Let me go ahead and put that in here. Okay. So Shake Washington will have some information in here shortly. Again, this is a working document. You have 7 days. The link is there, is moving, so y'all can see this information. I'm taking a break and I am done with all of this, because this has just been so taxing. This is something that I feel as though it didn't need to go this far. But when the district continues to lie, and now we're cutting so many educators, you can see the receipts, how this was all planned out back in February, and they were not going to tell y'all until April. And but for me coming out is why you have all these headlines. And I go to the media, if you go and report on this information, if you use some of my receipts to report, please make sure that you get factual information before publishing anything about this school district, because this is the 7th largest school district in the nation, where they are broke, their cards are maxed out, and they have bad credit. They are thinking about selling their most known asset that is behind me. This is serious. This is the same district that was caught up with having water that was contaminated, and they tried to cover it up. And then the Tampa Bay Times did an article about it and still tried to cover it up. This is the same district that has lied to this community year after year after year. And we still allow these people to be in these seats. We are cutting educators, but we are still having a job for Chris Farkas, who was a social studies teacher that was messing with folks. And somehow he ended up becoming over operations for the seventh largest school district in the nation. And I don't know what type of certifications or credentials he has with that, but I was told that he has none. And then you move on to Dr. Marie Whalen, who is an HR, who was a teacher, who wasn't even qualified to be over human resources for the seventh largest school district in the nation. And she's out here. There's HIPAA violations that is in this Google Drive where literally employees have said, no, my doctor said I'm high risk. I cannot be in the classroom with this COVID-19. And then they're saying, hey, well, can you provide additional information? Can you provide your health information? And that's a violation of HIPAA. They don't need that information. The doctor said no. Okay. You have the board members that have all these different narratives. And now, you know, Melissa Snively wanted to keep going back and what happened in the past. But sis, you was approving those expenditures when you was the chair. What you was doing? You was the chair. You was the chair. And then we have Lynn Gray, who's the chair now. And, you know, she shouldn't even be in the seat, period, especially a countywide seat. Jesus, I wish she could run this district like she runs these marathons. I really wish she would. But unfortunately, this is where we're at. And so this is my call to action to you. My call to action to you is if you're in Hillsborough County, you need to share this broadcast. And I know I look crazy with a wig and sage and all that, but I do it for entertainment purposes to grab your attention so that you can understand what's happening in this district. This has been a long time coming where I've been following this district, making presentations, following the data, following the money. And I have been giving warnings to this district well before now. This $100 million deficit is directly responsible on the board because they had warnings about this prior to now. They had several warnings sent to them and they continue to approve all of this stuff. They continue to approve things without asking questions. And this is their responsibility. And so I'm charging you to speak up about what's right and what's wrong. And this is not to just say that Hillsborough County is all bad. There are some amazing aspects to Hillsborough County Public Schools. But at the bottom, this is what I'm telling you. The data doesn't lie. The receipts don't lie. And unfortunately, this district has lied to y'all for a long time. And the corruption is here. It's on full display. And it's really a shame that I had to turn this into a love and hip hop saga just to get y'all attention. And maybe in season three, you know, there'll be some more stuff on the way that is not like this. But the fact that I literally have been attacked, I have just been slandered. I just dealing with all these obstacles with just trying to find out the truth, just trying to get the information, just to get some receipts, because people could tell you anything. This is why I keep saying people lie, receipts don't. Like, it's a real thing. And receipts are important unless you alter the screenshots, which is one of the things that Tamara Schamberger did. And literally in the receipt folder, you see that people clap back and say, no, Tammy, you're a lie. This is the same person that's out here that told y'all that we are in financial good standing. And there's over 70 APs that will be out of a job. And there are educators that don't know what to do. And they don't know how they're going to move and operate. And they don't know what job they're going to get next. And then the fact that this district waited, intentionally waited to come up with this messaging to clean this mess up is wrong. It's wrong. A few other things, not about this receipt book. There's some other things that I need to tell y'all about. Again, with the FSA, again, parents, please keep your kids home. If they do not have 75% attendance, it's not validated. Thank you to Teaching for the Culture partner, Keith Jacobs, for providing that information in the comments. I seen that, brother. Thank you. Please keep your kids home and do not allow them to be subjected to the standardized assessment. It is wrong. Today, I don't know if you've seen it in the news, but there was a teacher who was a success coach at Leonard High School that was arrested today for having inappropriate contact with children. This is now the second educator in this school year that is being investigated for inappropriate contact with children. And so he was arrested. The school notified parents today, and he was charged with having inappropriate contact with a 16-year-old child. And a lot of the communication happens on social media, parents. So this is why I continue to advocate and tell you parents to please check your children's cell phone and know who they're talking to and what they're doing, because I'm telling you, you would be in a awkward place if this situation happened to your child and it was all on their phone and you could have did something about it. So please check the phone and please have intentional conversations. I want to play this audio of something that happened yesterday. And this is something really important because when we're talking about school safety, she did give me consent to play this. And so let me tell you what happened yesterday.
Exactly how secure are the Hillsborough County schools supposed to be, Miss Bianca? Because I'm sure it's not going to make the news, and I'm sure they're not going to post about this. But today, a little boy got mad at his teacher, I believe fourth or fifth grade, at Sharamonte. And I thought all gates and stuff are supposed to be locked to keep the kids safe and stuff. Walked right out of the school grounds, left schools, and the only reason they were able to catch up and stop the little boy because the little boy stopped running and started walking, and so they were able to catch up with him. The security guard that they have there didn't know, the administration didn't know, nobody knew. Of course, I'm sure they called them, but while it was happening, there was no alarm that went off saying that the gates were opening and not a child left campus. I actually happened to be... Yeah. He seemed upset, but I didn't stop because I have, you know, my own issues with Sharamonte going on. And I saw it, and I didn't think anything about it. But, of course, when my son, the 10-year-old, got in the car, of course, that's the first thing he said. He was like, Mommy, did you know a boy left school today? And I was like, yes, I know. I saw.
So, yesterday at Sharamonte, a kid just left campus, got upset. And Sharamonte isn't the only school that this happened. There was another school where a kid had marijuana, and they was getting ready to get searched, and they booked out of the school, like bucked out of there. This is what's happening in our schools. So while this document is presenting to y'all that everything is okay, I'm telling you right now that some of our schools do not have proper HVAC, which I'm still trying to figure out the stats on the MERV 13 filters, because you had a whole person come from out of state. There's a whole episode about that, folks. I think it's episode 5 of season 2, where I follow this man and he's in a whole different state and the company is not listed in any type of board documents. So what's the stats on the MERV 13 filters and how much did that cost? Where's the receipts? This is something that y'all need to ask while I'm on vacation. With Spectrum, y'all, like, again, thank you, sis. She says she's sending me a Cash App. Like, I'm telling y'all, okay, my Cash App is here. This is a lot of work. I know I make it look easy. I know I make it entertaining, but I'm telling you that this is something that is very labor intensive. To get this information, to deal with the runaround with the district, to take all these shots and hits for just advocating for our children and making sure that the district is doing what they're supposed to do and operating in accountability, transparency, and integrity has impacted my mental health and has impacted my fight for our kids. And meanwhile, there's organizations out here and people out here that want to have these narratives about me and what I do. Meanwhile, I'm just trying to figure out where the hell y'all at. Right. So I love y'all. And season 3 gonna be good because I got a badge. So yeah, I'll see y'all next time on season 3 of Morning Tea and Allegations. Y'all have 7 days for these receipts. 7. The price going up on Patreon. So if you're not in Patreon, you better get in there now, because now you can get in there for only $1. And I'm telling you, on April 2nd, the price going up. And so you're not going to be able to do that. So if you want to be cheap and get in there for $1, I ain't going to be mad at you. But don't come at me after April 2nd and say that, you know, I'm not giving people an opportunity. I've been on this live for almost 2 hours going through an entire Google Drive of what I've been doing for months, for years, following the money of this school district. And now we're at $100 million deficit. And educators will lose their jobs. So I got to play my new intro for season 3. And I hope you're ready, because after I get this massage and after I get my stuff together, your girl heading to Tallahassee. Yeah. I love y'all. Thank y'all for y'all support. I'm headed to Tally. And district, y'all need to be held accountable, because all of this is y'all fault. And hold these folks accountable, because they were the board serving on the finance committee. And now we have $100 million deficit and educators are going to lose their jobs. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed. See y'all in season 3. And make sure y'all like and share. And I'll see y'all next time.
Please keep my name about your mouth. And mind your business.
Please mind your business. And keep my name out your mouth. Unless you have receipts. My name.
Keep my name
about. Bye.